The word today is Thyatira. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. The miracle of growth is all around us, and all life must grow to survive. In the same way, our faith must grow if we want it to stay alive. This is true of individuals and churches. Jesus had some forceful words for a church in the first century. They were still growing, but in danger. Here to share more about this important topic is Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. On The Word Today, Thyatira.
Growth is an amazing, wonderful thing. We spend a lot of our lives observing growth of different things. One of the most joyful of these experiences in seeing growth is with our children. We watch as they gain in wisdom and knowledge and strength. Kind of reminds me of the scriptures when they talked about Jesus, said he grew in wisdom and in stature. And it's a very delightful thing to watch our children grow. And if you're of older age, it's a very beautiful thing to see our children's children growing. And if you're most blessed of people, you have three generations to watch. We also love watching nature, the animals and the plants and the processes of life that give rise to new generations and beautiful things. You go on the very small scale and you can see cell division, and you can see how even within a creature growth is occurring. It's just fantastic, and you can spend your life admiring how God the Creator causes life to grow and to regenerate. There is a focus in Jesus' letter to the church in Thyatira. In Revelation chapter 2, he says in verse 18, to the angel of the church of Thyatira write, these are the words of the Son of God, whose eyes are like blazing fire and whose feet are like burnished bronze. I know your deeds, your love and faith, your service and perseverance, and that you're now doing more than you did at first. Nevertheless, I have this against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess. By her preaching, she misleads my servants into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols. I've given her time to repent of her immorality, but she is unwilling. So I will cast her on a bed of suffering, and I will make those who commit adultery with her suffer intensely. Unless they repent of their ways, I will strike her children dead. Then all the churches will know that I am the one who searches hearts and minds, and I will repay each of you according to your deeds. Now I say to the rest of you in Thyatira, to you who have not learned Satan's so-called deep secrets, I will not impose any other burden on you. Only hold on to what you have until I come. To him who overcomes and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He will dash them to pieces like pottery, just as I have received authority from my Father. I will also give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. We've been looking at the letters of Jesus, the messages of Christ, to these seven churches in a region called Asia Minor. And this is the resurrected Lord Jesus. So he is speaking with his authority as the Son of Man who has been raised from the dead. And the reason I discussed initially talking about growth was because Jesus is very pleased that there is growth taking place in the church in Thyatira. Notice that it says, I know your deeds, your love and faith, your service and perseverance, and that you are now doing more than you did at first. That's growth. Something that's a very basic principle for us in faith is that we have to continually grow. This is the way the Lord created this universe and for life to exist. There has to be advancement. There has to be progress. There needs to be a new development. That's not only so physically, but it's also true spiritually. If you start stagnating, if you begin backsliding and giving up your habits of faith, if you stop worshiping the Lord Jesus and you don't go to Him in prayer, guess what? Your faith is going to shrivel like a plant that doesn't get the water and the sunlight and the good soil. It's going to die. It's the same thing with our practice of faith. It's either going forward or backward, one of the two. There is no neutral ground, so to speak. Just as an aside illustration, you don't expect to get somewhere in life if you get in your car and put it in neutral. You expect to go. You expect to get somewhere. Well, in the same way, do you expect your spiritual side and your morality and your wisdom to grow if you never get in gear, if you never practice your faith? So it's very obvious that Jesus is pleased with this congregation in Thyatira about growing. And likewise, He's very pleased when you grow in your faith, when you learn more from the Bible, when you seek to have the mind of Jesus, and your prayers to God grow and mature, and when your actions as a believer in Christ show the love of Jesus, yeah, then you're growing, then you're getting something accomplished for the Lord. There is a very strong message of condemnation of immorality and idolatry here. There is no other Redeemer. There is no other God than the Triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, as revealed in the Bible. Jesus is against false gods. He is against false forms of worship. There were people in this congregation in Thyatira that were messing around. They were involved in some of the immorality and idolatry of the day. And you can see that this is denounced by Jesus. And in fact, he discusses throwing them on a bed of suffering. I hope you understand the illustration there. These people were seeking beds in order to have illicit sexual acts, supposedly for spiritual purposes. But in reality, they were immoral. And they were just covering up and pretending as though they're oh so spiritual in order to be carnal, in order to be worldly, in order to abuse sexuality. And so Jesus says, I'll put you on a bed of suffering. Instead of a bed of fornication and sexual indecency, I'll stick you in a hospital bed. I'll put you near death and see how you like that. You see, the reality is, Jesus issues threats. This is something we're not used to. This is something that's not discussed all the time. It's always this nice Jesus in the white robe, this Jesus that never raises his voice and always has his hair combed. And that's not the biblical Jesus. The real Christ many times issues threats. Go to his parables. Read what he says about the warnings that happen over and over again. In fact, Jesus even discusses things like the great flood, where there was condemnation of the world in its entirety and destruction of the human race, with the exception of Noah and his families. And you take a look at Sodom and Gomorrah, which was firebombed from the sky by the Lord because of their homosexuality and their gluttony. And you see that there are warnings constantly in the scriptures. Even the people of Israel, the people of God, had warnings. Now, why are these warnings given? So that people will repent, so that people will turn from sin and turn to God. And that's why I call on you, if you're listening to this program today, don't continue in your sin. Don't continue in your defiance. You're only going to hurt yourself and the people you love. you're only going to end up at the judgment of God instead of the grace and mercy of God. And that's why it's important for you to repent of sin and come humbly to Jesus Christ and to receive forgiveness in His name. It's very important that you don't play the game of nursing sin, of trying to hide sin, of trying to pretend as though you're oh so religious while you're secretly defying God's will. Don't do that kind of thing. You're only going to bring judgment on yourself. I really hope that you will listen to the words of Jesus to this church in Thyatira. I hope that you're going to grow, that you will continue to expand your knowledge, your understanding of Jesus Christ. One thing that's interesting, toward the end of this letter, Jesus says that he will give authority to the nations, to the ones who overcome. By the way, expect opposition. Expect persecution. The more you live your faith outwardly, the more you're vocal about Jesus, the more that you are seen as a believer, the more the odds are someone's going to set themselves up against you. Satan will bring forces against you. You will find yourself in a war, a spiritual battle. Okay, let them hate you. Let them persecute you. You know what? You show the love of Jesus. You show the compassion of Christ and the kindness and gentleness of Jesus. That's what we're called to do. Jesus says eventually he will bring those who overcome in with him to rule over the nations, to dash them to pieces like pottery. What this is telling you is that if you come to the Lord Jesus and join with him and put your faith in love with him, he will make you part of his kingdom, which is an everlasting kingdom, an eternal kingdom, which will trump all other human endeavors. It's a very important message to know that you must continue growing in the Lord Jesus. I hope that you'll share this and bring others to listen to the program. I hope that you will invite your family and friends to grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. Spend your days in growth and service to the Lord Jesus, and before you know it, we will be before God's throne, praising Him and enjoying His presence. I hope that you have that blessing given to you.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.